When is quitting a good thing? I'm Christella Cucci. You are listening to the Soul Purpose Podcast, the place to reclaim power, live your purpose, and create prosperity in the life of your dreams. Wait a second, is quitting ever a good thing? I think it can be. So let's talk about how to distinguish when quitting is reinforcing a sabotage pattern or when quitting is a choice that creates positive growth. It's an odd topic, yet learning to tell the difference between the sabotage pattern and a positive choice will create freedom in your life and business. Let's start with the sabotage pattern by asking yourself, self, do you want to quit because it's difficult, challenging, confronting, yet moving me in the direction of my dreams? Or positive growth option. Am I resisting quitting because of attachment and fear to letting go of what I already have, being afraid to make the leap? That's a key distinction to make. If you are quitting because it's hard, confronting, challenging, and forcing you to expand outside your comfort zone, then your job is to create support for yourself to be able to make it through. You can ask yourself questions like, do I need to learn new skills? Do I need a mentor or guide? Would an accountability partner help me? Can I ask for help that will support me to avoid quitting? If you are quitting because it's hard yet good for you, it generally reinforces sabotage patterns and destructive beliefs if you quit. Like, I'm a failure. I never finish anything. I can't do this, so why try? If any of those thoughts or beliefs are looping in your head, then perhaps quitting is a bad plan. Now let's talk about quitting a project, relationship, job, client, program, etc. is actually a beneficial choice that will liberate creative energy or support you in moving closer to your dreams. Are you quitting because of attachment or fear to letting go of what you have, even though what you have is no longer what you want? Let me say that again. Are you avoiding quitting because of attachment or fear to letting go of what you have, even though it's no longer what you want? When you're avoiding, afraid to quit something or to give up something because of the attachment, which happens a lot, this is when quitting can be the best choice. For example, somebody has a secure job, but they really want to start their own business. They don't want to quit their secure job because they don't know what's going to happen with starting their own business. Or somebody stays in a relationship because they have a sense of familiarity, even though it's not what they want. When you are clarifying if quitting is a sabotage pattern or a path to growth, ask yourself, does the thought of quitting scare me in a good way? Does quitting bring me closer to what I want or further from it? And those two questions are super important to really go deeply into and ask yourself in an honest way, and don't bullshit yourself. Because if you can answer those, you will be clear on what is best for you. So, of course, I have a couple of examples to share with you when quitting opened incredible opportunities for me. Because there are lots of examples when quitting is not a good thing. But today I want to focus on when quitting was actually a really good thing for me. I moved to the San Francisco Bay Area many years ago, and I opened a small brick and mortar healing art studio. It was a beautiful, incredible space. It was almost exactly what I wanted. And I hosted workshops, private clients, and small group classes. It was the perfect place for me to land after living overseas, where I built my private practice and holistic healing arts business. At a certain point, having a brick and mortar location was actually holding me back from building the next level of my business. I loved the space and couldn't imagine letting it go. I was afraid that if I reached for what I really wanted and it didn't work out, I wouldn't be able to go back. This situation, I was afraid of quitting because what I had was safe, although it was no longer what I wanted. When you feel fear, fear, fear about quitting, because quitting stretches you outside your comfort zone, that's a clue that quitting may be a good thing. Also, I was attached, and I was afraid that I gave up my studio, the door would be closed, and I could never go back. It took me several years, longer than I would have liked, to make that leap and give up the studio. Hindsight is, of course, 2020, so now I can see clearly that it was a good idea for me to close the studio and transition my business in a different direction. But the crazy thing, I was so afraid to admit what I wanted next and to make the decision to create what I wanted. Finally, I gave myself a deadline. I said, okay, you have until Monday to decide what you're going to do. Either step up and make this place work for the next level of your business or go on and make the leap into the next phase. What I wanted was to move into a home where I could lead small workshops inside and outside with clients and they could come and stay overnight. I wanted my home to feel like a retreat center. A big part of my fear of making that transition was that I had always been adamant about not seeing clients in my home because I had been a massage therapist for many years. My business had transitioned away from massage therapy and hands-on works into leading small events and transformational workshops and one-on-one healing work with clients. What I really wanted, like I said, was a beautiful retreat center-like home that had outdoor space so we could do rituals outside. Boom! Oh, crap. I just said it. Now I have to create it. So Friday night, I called myself to task and decided that I had until Monday to decide. On Saturday, I was talking to a client about my desire and about the consideration of closing the studio. And she said to me, well, you could use our second home whenever we're not there. Wait a minute. You mean I can have exactly what I want? Yes. In fact, you can. Her second home is exactly what I wanted. A retreat-like home with a pool, beautiful garden, fire pit, gourmet kitchen, beautiful, incredible space inside and out. This was an undeniable affirmation that yes, I can have what I want. And this is the next level of my business and it's available and dropped in my lap. But I had to make the leap and put a stake in the ground and declare what I want. So of course, on Monday, I gave notice. And the interesting thing is that I thought I was going to be all torn up about this decision and being concerned about, did I make the right choice? But the truth is, as soon as I made the decision and gave notice to the place my studio was in, I was completely freed up. It was truly incredible. This was an undeniable affirmation. And so much creative energy was available when I declared what I wanted and then done, done, done. It was delivered. Spoiler alert, I now live in the paradise home that I just mentioned all the time. This is one story that turned out beautifully when my fear of quitting was holding me back from having the next level of greatness in my life and business. Okay, fast forward to today. This one is real and currently happening, so it's a little bit different, but similar in a lot of ways. I've been considering closing my online jewelry store for several years. Okay, common theme. I've been holding back because I'm afraid of letting go and admitting what I really want. Not the first time you've heard that either. I started making jewelry when I was in high school, and it was actually the very first aspect of my grown-up business. I had many business adventures when I was a kid, and I started the jewelry business when I was 18. I'm attached and afraid of letting go. But the truth is, jewelry design is the least profitable aspect of my business by a long shot. Yet it is a beloved creative outlet for me. Selling a physical product takes time, energy, money to produce, market, and sell. It's very different than selling services. In the last few minutes, I have said to myself, if you don't sell X amount this month, you must close the shop. I know it would be really best to focus on what I really want to be doing. The jewelry is not that for a variety of reasons. Yet it is so hard to quit because the jewelry has given me so much. And of course, I love the fact that I have a personal collection of jewelry of having most designs in like three different colors with matching earrings in every color. I love creating wearable healing art tools. Note about this one, I am still in it. I am planning to close the shop on Monday, but talking about it in this way, oh, it's hard, which is why I wanted to share this with you. The jewelry business is not scalable, and I have had an inner conflict for years about the mining practices of accessing silver and semi-precious gemstones. The truth is, it would be best if it was just a passion project and not something that I put pressure on to generate revenue in my business. I've been in this struggle that I should quit the business. I'm still in it. The last few months, I've been mentally preparing and repeating, I'm closing the store, I'm closing the store, I'm closing the store. And today, I finally did it. Well, I finally made the decision and let it be known to my community. So I created accountability. I sent an email to my community and posted on social media and told them I put everything on sale. And when I make the leap and made it public, I hold myself accountable. It feels great, and it freed up all this energy. There is a happiness in my heart and curiosity since I know something amazing will open, yet the attachment feels heavy because some part of me knows I have not closed the store until Monday, so it still has a chance to try to seduce me back. I know from this experience with quitting other things that were holding me back that so much energy gets freed up when I'm clear and that it's a good thing. Stay tuned for what happens next. There are plenty of things that quitting would not be a good thing, would not free up creative energy, but would just, again, reinforce sabotage patterns. Depending upon what stories you tell yourself in your head, it can't be that quitting is always a bad thing. But my experience is that quitting, when we are attached and afraid, can free up so much energy. The key is to recognize when you are afraid of quitting because of attachment to what you have now and a lack of willingness to take the leap to open to something greater. Or recognizing when the idea of quitting brings up more fear. Fear is a messenger. Your job is to learn to tune in and to use it to create the life of your dreams. To be honest about what we want and just create something beyond is the key. Quitting can create incredible opportunity. So what do you think about this crazy idea that quitting can be a good thing? I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a DM on Instagram. I'm Christelle Arcucci. You are listening to the Soul Purpose Podcast. For more episodes and free resources, visit soulpurposepodcast.com. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode.